Hi, this is Akira. Hello, this is Akira, and it seems that I am the host tonight. I'm the featured author for April 2nd with AAALAC, and I am just very excited to be to have been given this opportunity. So it seems that I have a little bit of time to just talk to you guys, and I also wanted to just give you all the call in case you have any questions and or if you have anything that you would like to talk about. And I will be talking about my brand as well. So the guest call in is 914-205-5392. So a little bit about myself is my name is Asira, and I am a national best-selling author of over 50 books, and they are all available on Amazon and Goodreads. I'm also the owner and CEO of Dream Wake Work Publishing, LLC, and I have two assistants, Jamie and Arabia, and we are always open and looking for new talent. So I just wanted to put that out there in case anyone is a writer, an aspiring writer of poetry, romance, urban, fantasy, whatever it may be. A little bit about my brand. There are two sides to Dream Wake Work. There is the author side, which I have 7 authors and some potential authors. We are in talks right now. We've had some submissions come in, and we're looking over them right now. So we're looking to grow our brand. We write all different types of genres. I know for myself, I write urban, contemporary romance, black historical fiction, fantasy, paranormal, poetry, mystery thriller. I think that's it. I don't think I missed anything. But I'm not inside of a box. Like whatever comes to me, that's what I write about. I have several series available on Amazon as well. So, you know, that, and you can just find me, you can spell my name A-S-E-E-R-A. And that is how you will find me. The other side that I have to Dream Wake Work, is that I do ghostwriting, author development, character. I help to develop manuscripts as well. We do have an in-house editor that is Arabia, and she is the owner of Brimstone Pens Editing. So she's my assistant, but she also has her own business. And we do help with that side of the business as well. Okay, I'm sorry, I have some messages coming in. So I did just want to put that out there. I started Dream Wake Work in 2017. Originally, I was signed to Casey Mills with her Supreme Works brand, and I had a series with her and also a Valentine's Day book. The series was called When He's Bad for You. It was actually a two-part series. When He's Bad for You had 3 books, and then I kind of took one of the characters down to Atlanta from Philly, because I'm from Philly. So I took one of the characters from Philly, which is where the story originated, down to Atlanta, and we started When She's Bad for You. And then I did a Valentine's Day book in Love We Trust. So I started with Supreme Works. I learned a lot in the publishing business. Promotion, editing, and just how I wanted to run my business. So with Dream Wake Work, I like to keep it small. We're like a family, because I like to kind of be hands-on. I like to know what's going on with my authors, and to kind of see where they are and help them along the way. So we kind of, you know, want to keep it under 15 authors for right now, just so that, you know, we can kind of give everybody the push that they need. We can give them the promotion that they need. We can give them the just the attention that is needed with that. So Dream Wake Work, and we're growing. We really are growing. And I started it in a year ago, 2018. So, well, a year and a half ago. I'm sorry, because it's 2020. A year and a half ago. So we are growing to be doing so. So if you have any questions, feel free to call in and ask. I'm an open book. Also, I know, let me just put this out there. Where I know that, like, you know, everybody's home, we're nervous, we have the coronavirus going on. So if you follow my author page, which is under my name, Asset Author, Asseta, A-S-E-T-A-H, second word is Doula, D-U-L-A, which is my name. Everybody calls me Ta. I just write under Sarah. Then what I've been doing daily is I have been doing giving books away for free on Kindle Unlimited. Well, we know Kindle Unlimited, if you subscribe to it, then you can get the books for free, but they're borrowed. But what I've been doing is giving the books away for free, whether you purchase them via Amazon or if you want to get them, you know, download them on Kindle Unlimited, they will belong to you. And I'm doing themes. So this week's theme is love. So, and romance. So we are doing my series, If He Loves You. And just a little background on that series there. There are three friends, Bobby with an I, Kenna and Tina. They are best friends, and they have each other's back through everything. So you have Tina, who's a basketball wife, and she's kind of just fed up, you know, with the lifestyle that basketball players live sometimes with all of the different women and you know, staying out late. So she's ready to go. And you have Bobby, who she's in an abusive relationship with the son of a high-profile man. So she kind of feels stuck in that relationship that she's in. And then you have Kenna, who's a lawyer, and she you know, has the decision that we all kind of have to make at some point is, like, you know, us business-driven women, career or love. So book one, If He Loved You, introduces you to all three of the characters, you know, the men in their lives, the situations that they're going through, and then each character gets their own book. Book two is Kenna's book, and the subtitle is Lies and Ladies, where I take Kenna across the water to England, and she finds out that she is actually married to someone who is of noble birth. And we don't see that a lot, you know, as Black people. And my books are very culture forward, like my Black historical fiction, Kings and Queens That Look Like Us. I just like even my paranormal and my fantasy books, the characters are Black, just because I want us to kind of see ourselves in a different light as heroes and queens and kings and just, you know, business professional people and, you know, people who kind of make things happen as we are. So two is about Kenna, and she finds that out, and it kind of takes her on that journey. Book three is Bobby's book, Real Love Leaves No Scars. And that it's a touchy subject. It touches on abuse, childhood abuse, and also domestic abuse, which we know, you know, happens all the time. And the last book is Tina's book, okay? It's called Becoming Tina, because we all, as, you know, women have come to a point in time in our life where we have to decide who we are as people. So Tina's kind of discovering that, you know, she's been married to this basketball player, you know, they've been together since college. She's, you know, gone in relationships and different things, and now she's just trying to figure out who Tina is. So it's a journey that, you know, we all have to be on. We've all been there where, like, we've come out of a relationship, we've cut our hair, you know, the neckline starts to plunge, and, you know, we just start, you know, we're like, who am I? We're you know what I'm saying, having a little bit of fun, but discovering who we are, what we want to do in life. We may be changing careers, deciding to start our own business. So is the series that will be available for free. Yesterday, the book one was free. Today, book two is free. The link is on my page, or you can go to Amazon and just put in a Sierra Kindle book, or If He Loved You Too, and it will pop up with a big white flower on it, and it'll say that it's Kenneth's story, so you'll know that, and you'll be able to get that book for free. Again, if you have any questions, then feel free to call in or message me, and I will answer any questions that you have. Dream Wake Work, we are branching out. I will be posting some information for you guys. We have just recently, actually today, a couple of hours ago, gotten our website to where we want it to be, where people will be able to actually subscribe to our website. So you will be able to subscribe to our Dream Wake Work website, pick different plans, and with each plan, you know, it comes with perks. So plan one, for instance, will, you know, one of the perks will be that you'll get a sneak peek of our books before they come out. Before anyone else, you know, is able to, you know, download the book, you will get a sneak peek. That's just one of the perks with plan one. Plan two will be, you know, you get to pre-order the book, you get the sneak peek, and, you know, just extra things that go along with that. And then, like, plan three, we will actually send out books signed if you want them to be signed. So you'll get books every few months from us, a book every few months from us. You can choose which author you would like the book to come from. We will also have different gifts that, like, go along with reading, right? So who doesn't come home from work when we were working, right, outside of our houses, outside of our homes before Corona hit? And, you know, especially us who love to read and us who love to write, you know, you come home, you get a glass of wine, you know, drop a bath bomb in the tub, you get in there, you grab your book, you grab your Kindle, and you start reading. So we will send out gifts as well, you know, with that package, bath bombs, oils, wine glasses. We will run contests where you will win different things, T-shirts, Dream Wake Work cups, Dream Wake Work pins, just different items that kind of, even journals that kind of get you in the mood to write, get you in the mood to read. So we are really, really branching out, and we're really excited about it, and we hope that you guys are too. So that's why I'm really, really thankful for having this platform today. I've been on the website kind of, you know, checking in. I get till midnight, so I've been dropping some things. I have a question on there. If you answer the question correctly, then you will get a gift, a surprise gift. So please, you know, check it out and hang out with me today. So I'm on the website so we can have a little bit of fun. It's always good to, you know, have fun at, you know, just kind of smile and laugh and kind of interact with each other when we're going through times like this, you know, and also to pick up a good book, you know, and there are so many awesome authors who will be, you know, on this month and next month. And I'm excited, you know, just for all of the different authors and, you know, just learning different things from them as well. So don't forget to check all of the authors out. So again, if you want to call in, let me just get that number for you one more time. My 4-year-old was on it today. Please tell me how many of us, right? The kids are home and, like, we're running around like crazy. Like, we're like, I just cannot, right? So, all right. So the call-in number is 914-205-5392. Again, if you have any questions about Dream Wake Work, about author Asira, any of my books, if you're like, what the heck is Black historical fiction, or what in the world is paranormal, or I don't know if I like fantasy, you know, then call in. We can talk about it. We can absolutely talk about it. My newest book that came out at the end of last month was a part two to a fantasy book called The Chosen, The Return of the Chosen. So The Return of the Chosen 1 and 2 are out. And if you follow Tondelier Reads on Instagram, if you don't follow her, she has excellent, excellent, excellent reviews. I always check her reviews. and I put the books on my to-be-read list because when I write, I can't read, right? I'm like all in. I'm focused when I'm writing. So I can't read. But when I do decide, and I've literally been writing for like 2 years straight, but I have taken little breaks to read books. So like my to-be-read book list is like, I'm going to be reading until 2026, but that's good. You know, she loved the book and she had never read fantasy. She thought that it was something that she would not like. And she absolutely, it was 5-star to her as well as other people. And I have people asking for a book 3. I have people asking for a prequel to kind of tell us more about the people before they were scattered. I don't want to give too much, but I absolutely, you know, want you guys to kind of check it out and give different types of books a chance. You know, sometimes I find that we kind of get stuck in our box. Like if we like mystery, that's what we like. If we like urban, that's what we like. If we like romance, I'm sticking with romance. Branch out. It's a great time to branch out, you know, on your reading. What it's also a great time to do is to start working on things that you wanted to work on. Because we're home now, right? So I know it's a lot. The kids, like, listen, I was looking at apartments like, that one bedroom looks good. Because, I got an 18-year-old, 13-year-old. I've got a 4-year-old. My 23-year-old is back up in Philly, finishing up his last year of college. Of course, you know, they're off campus now. So, you know, classes are online. But, you know, finishing up. And even him, the messaging and the calling and the – like, mom, I need mom. It's a lot, right? So go find yourself a corner and grab a book by a Sierra and just get lost. Get lost in it, you know? And again, like, you can message me. I'm always open. My inbox is always open. I'm not someone who doesn't respond to inbox messages. I get them all the time. When people are reading my book, if they have questions about my book, if they have questions about the company, if they're, you know, aspiring writers, clients, you know, prospective clients. Again, I do ghostwriting. There are books out there that I've written, you know, for other people. And I love to do that as well because some people have really, really good ideas, but they're just busy or they can't really, you know, they don't feel confident in executing them. Manuscript review, author development, manuscript development. I'm all in. Like, this is what I do. This is what I do. And started writing. I can't remember a time that I wasn't a writer. I can't remember a time when I wasn't reading or writing. I mean, when I think back to, you know, I really can't. And even when my 23-year-old was, you know, 4 and 5 years old, I didn't buy him books. I wrote books for him where he was the star of the book. So instead of, you know, buying a book, you know, where Jane lost her first tooth, I would write the book and it was Tavir lost his first tooth or Tavir's first day at school, you know, so that he felt like he was in the story. This was his story. It was about him, you know, and it really engaged him. And he's a wonderful writer as well. But right now, and he does do some writing. He sent me something the other day. I was very proud of it. But he's kind of focused, you know, last year of college and getting ready to, you know, take the LSAT so that he can, you know, get into law school. So hopefully he'll come back, you know, and visit that. Because we don't always encourage our children who are artists. Like my 13-year-old is a great, he actually has designed a couple of my tattoos that I have. You know, we don't always encourage them in the art, you know. So, you know, when I was young, yes, I wrote, you know, poetry and, you know, stories and, you know, if somebody was getting married or, you know, if it was a sad time in a family where we lost a family member, you know, I would get that call like, hey, we need, you know, a poem for Aunt, you know, Auntie Havy's obituary or, hey, you know, Sam's getting married. We need like, you know, some, you know, a pretty poem to put on the back of this or, you know, and I just don't remember not being a writer. However, I wasn't encouraged that could be something that paid the bills. Right. So what do? You go and you work and you do things that pay the bills. So I am a licensed practical nurse in Virginia. That's where I reside now. Like I said, I was born and raised in Philadelphia, but I moved down to Virginia for a better life for my children, safer life. So I'm a licensed practical nurse. I've worked hospitals, you know, nursing facilities, outpatient, in home care. I've done it all basically. And then I returned back to school and got my bachelor's in psychology, my master's in mediation and conflict resolution psychology. And I worked as a clinician for children and mental health, and I absolutely loved it. But now I run my business full time, and this is the most fulfilling thing that I've done. It's frustrating. It's frustrating a lot of times, but that's what it is, you know, and as long as you love it, it's okay. It's all right. And so I really feel like I'm doing what I love, and I'm doing what I was finally doing what I was meant to do. And I always have felt like I've been here to help people. And I feel like I'm helping them still, but in a different way, because sometimes we just need that escape that have reality, you know, to them. You know, things like I've gone through domestic violence. I have a poetry book about it. My story isn't over, you know. So, you know, and then Bobby's story has pieces of what I went through, you know, when you finally face that, you know, abuse that you've been through, right? But I'm a survivor. And I'm here, and I'm doing what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing. And I feel like this is, I'm still helping people. And also I'm helping other writers, you know, to realize their dreams. So it's very, very exciting. Like this journey with Dream Wake Work Publishing Company is just very exciting and fulfilling to me. So I really do appreciate the platform today. I was just like, I was so all over the place. I'm like, wait a minute, because I'm so used to being the person who's being interviewed. Like I have an interview every Friday this month with Sapphire Blue, Conversations with Sapphire J Blue. If you have not checked it out, check it out. If you are an author, then get with Sapphire and get on her calendar. I love her. Like she, let me tell you, get a glass of wine and kick back and cut up with Sapphire. And what I love about Sapphire is that Sapphire reads your book. Sapphire J Blue reads your book. So when she's talking, she knows these characters, okay? So when she's asking you questions about these characters, she wants to know because she's read them. So, and also Nakia with Indie Fire, love her. She also has a blog show. Like I'm all for, you know, shouting people out and helping people and pulling the next person up. So, you know, other authors, blog show host, I'm all for it. TNT, a blog show with Soldier Chalk, who is an awesome author, and his co-host Tammy. Also, she has Unique Words, and she does read and recommend books. She's on Facebook. You know, these are all people to get involved with. Pick up their books, message them, get on their show, talk about, you know, your brand, push your brand, grow your brand, you know, start your brand. This is the time to do it. So I've got just two minutes left. So I just want to say thank you to anybody who may be listening and, you know, who may be listening once this is over. And, you know, I just thank, you know, people who are rocking with Dream Wake Work right now, and the people who will be rocking with us in the future. And again, I'm just very grateful for this platform. I'm sorry I started a couple minutes late because I was just like, I'm always in like guest mode, and I had to remember like, no, you're the host today. So I am very, very excited about it. Again, this is Aseera, A-S-E-E-R-A. And you can find my books on Amazon and Kindle. And I will be dropping the link to our website on the AAA LAC web page in a few minutes, so you guys will know where to go. And don't forget to get your free books and to follow me on Facebook, author Asata Dula. Like I said, I'm giving out free books, you know, so we can get through this and smile and kind of escape, you know, the situation that's going on right now. So peace and blessings. Have a good night.